This is Health Matters reporting on health risks from eating canned foods. We're referring to foods and beverages packaged in tin cans. Foods canned in glass jars do not pose a health risk.
This month's issue of Consumer Reports on Health warns against eating food in tin cans. The reason is bisphenol A, a common chemical ingredient that has been used for years in food can liners. Bisphenol A is one of the highest volume chemicals in the world. A minimum of 7 billion pounds a year are used in countless products. Concerns about the impact of bisphenol A on human health have been steadily mounting. Studies in Korea, for example, found blood pressure rose when test subjects drank soy milk from cans containing BPA, possibly because it blocked hormones from the thyroid gland or blocked estrogen receptors involved with repairing blood vessels.
The use of bisphenol A is food supply packaging is not limited to just tin cans. It is in clear plastic bottles, including baby bottles, and in other plastics, such as sippy cups, dishware, food storage containers, water supply pipes, and some dental sealants and composites. In other words, bisphenol A is all around us.
Bisphenol A, BPA for short, can leach into beverages sold in bottles and into foods sold into tin cans. It seems that BPA leaches from plastic bottles depending on the temperature of the bottle or the liquid, whereas in tin can foods, the age of the container might be a factor.
A survey conducted by the Federal Centers for Disease Control found detectable levels of BPA in 93% of urine sample taken from over 2,500 people ranging from 6 years old on up. This sampling is considered representative of U.S. exposure. These high percentages are just another indicator of how pervasive chemicals are in our food supply.
The most recent tests of canned foods done by Consumer Reports included 19 name brand foods. The brands tested included Campbell's, Chef Boyardee, Del Monte, Nestle, and Progresso, among others. The foods tested included soups, juice, tuna, and vegetables. They found that almost all of the brands tested contained some BPA, even brands labeled organic. Of course, organic refers to the way that the food is grown, so this is not a case of deceptive labeling. The surprise finding was that cans labeled BPA-free actually had some BPA in them.
In other words, cans that do not have BPA in the lining can still have BPA in them. The source was unexplained. So what are the health risks associated with BPA? For one thing, it is an estrogen-mimicking chemical. Hundreds of studies indicate that chemicals which interfere with our hormonal regulators are dangerous on several levels, and they are potentially more harmful in low dosages. Also, BPA has negative impacts on fetuses and newborns.
Some studies have linked reproductive abnormalities to BPA, as well as a higher risk of breast and prostate cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. Current federal guidelines limit safe exposure to 50 micrograms of BPA per kilogram of body weight, a limit that is based on research done in the 1980s. In any case, these numbers are meaningless to the average food shopper.
Basically, what we have to go on is this. Hundreds of recent animal and laboratory studies indicate that serious health risk could result from much lower dosages of BPA than previously thought. In the meantime, parents and caregivers need to know that infants and children may be the most vulnerable to the effects of BPA.
There are federal guidelines to protect us from overexposure to BPA. When it comes to plastic containers, use baby bottles that are labeled BPA-free. Some plastic bottles marked with recycle codes 3 or 7, which you will find on the bottom, are made with BPA, so you can check for these codes and avoid them. You can use glass baby bottles as an alternative. It means taking more care to avoid broken glass issues, but it also means zero risk in terms of BPA.
Guidelines for consumers worried about BPA are basically avoidance guidelines. For example, don't microwave plastic food containers and steer clear of tin cans altogether. Instead, use glass, porcelain, or stainless steel containers to store food and beverages, especially hot foods and beverages.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potten, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Joy Hostler, Emily Marshall, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening.